We have a 2012 insurance discussion scheduled for this morning at 9:30, which was deferred from a previous meeting. I'd like to recognize, and if it's all right, Linda, I'm just going to take some of what you have on this form. The 2012 insurance team that was selected throughout the county was Ron Erickson, Linda Sorensen, Dixie Wagner, Don Blue, Bob Dixon, Nikki Lawrence, David Stottle, Terry Shade, Jason Davidson, and Joe. No, I'm not going to try. How do I pronounce your last name, Joe?
Wachowicz?
Wachowicz. Do you care if we call you Joe? Wachowicz. You all have gone through a process of working with different insurance companies, brokers, etc., health carriers. You narrowed that down to three companies. You then met with those three companies, it's my understanding, and you selected and recommended employee benefit design, with the 2012 health carrier being Anthem for medical, dental, group life, voluntary life, hospitals, Skaggs, and Cox with affiliated doctors for both. And then there are some different clauses that go with this. We met yesterday in closed session to discuss contract, potential contract, and agreement, and settled on two. Is that right, Ron, Linda? Do either of you want to address that? No?
There's two plans we're going to offer.
Linda? Oh, no, you get the microphone.
Oh, I spoke there.
There's two different plans we're going to offer the employee this year. The first one will be the standard one. Do you want me to tell what's in it? Or
sure.
With a $1,000 deductible. And then if the employee wants to buy up, they can have a $500 deductible.
Can you explain buy up for those who may be listening?
The employee will pay the difference. And
so if there's a different plan that they want that offers something more, then they can pay a little bit on a monthly basis and receive
and
it.
Receive the richer benefits.
So is that something that they do when signing up for this plan, or they come to you? Who do they go to? Lenders?
Yes, when signing up, when signing their enrollment forms.
Mm-hmm. Gentlemen, we have a proposal in front of us. That's been offered by the committee. Questions, statements, motions?
I got a question about the second bullet point of Plan A. Is that correct? I thought I didn't know if that was being touched or not. I couldn't remember.
What do you mean?
The,
I'm sorry.
Office copay.
Office copay. That is correct.
It is. Mm-hmm. I know we went. In the conversation I heard, it was...
It's 30 in-network, 50 out-of-network for Plan A.
So that would be an increase.
And for Plan B, it's 20 and 40.
Okay.
That's part of the buy-up that mm-hmm. we discussed yesterday. When we
that is part of the buy-up.
Do you see anything else on there that... would be a question.
Linda, I'll go to Linda and maybe have to be Dixie, and just compared to last year's plan. We're not, based off the recommendations here, I'm going off what I'm seeing here. The ER copay was didn't change.
It's the same.
$150 plus 30%. Urgent care stays at 50. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, that was the same as last year, I believe. Okay. The deductible is something new, completely.
Correct.
Okay.
One question that several people are probably going to be asking you, Linda, if I, as an employee, wish to buy up for this Plan B, what's that going to cost me individually?
I have not figured that out. I don't know. I was letting Jamie do that.
Okay.
Does anybody know? Do you know, Ron?
We heard $40.
Because before, yeah, I mean, if you, right, I remember hearing.
That was the number that was being talked
right.
about, $40 per month.
No.
No. $20, so you're right, per month.
Okay.
My, something I hadn't caught yesterday, that now that I can see it, that you've broken this down. If someone buys up from Plan A to Plan B, the cost to the county for employee goes down.
Sorry.
As well, correct? And it shows it to be, is that down or up?
Stays the same.
Oh.
Now that,
my mistake.
The consulted doc, that is the what I heard for the first time, I guess, yesterday. And that's a fee of, what, $225 per employee? Is that correct?
Correct. That's correct.
Okay.
It's not a cost to the employee.
Not a cost to the employee.
Not a cost to the employee, to the county.
Right. Okay. You may want to just, I mean, we may have people listening real, who, I don't know how many people are listening. How many?
I don't know.
Three.
If there's, perfect, three. Perfect. Go ahead and why don't you just briefly, if you can, just touch on consult a doc, why that's a feature that's worth paying for and why we're, I mean, I heard lots of discussion for the first time. Of course, I was on a conference, I was via phone, but there's a bunch of benefits to that that helps offset why we're going to a $1,000 deductible.
I think I will read an email from Jamie Walkmeyer, and the cost for EBD consulted doc product is $225 per employee per month. This is for a plan design that includes unlimited consultations and no copay for the calls. The consulted doc benefit is provided to all employees and their dependents, regardless of whether or not they are enrolled in health care, in our health care plan. Offering a consulted doc program with no copay for the e-consultant or phone call will reduce the number of claims incurred by the plan. In addition, members will be more likely to utilize the service when there is no cost associated with the plan. The way it works is you have a list of doctors all over the nation, I believe, that you can call, or you, a phone call that you will call them. Say you have a sinus infection, or you have the flu, or you have strep throat, and they are able to provide medication for you, a prescription, call it in for you, and there's no cost you do, and saves you from going to urgent care.
Or the copay.
Or the copay, or to go to the emergency room. You can do it on the weekend when your own doctor's not available, and it will be very beneficial to all.
Okay. I'd like to bring up one more question, if I could. I mean, I wasn't here, and I was in
right.
Columbia yesterday doing some other work, but obviously we have local providers, and this person is Springfield provider. The local aspect, I was talking to a few of the members, and I know local was brought up as a consideration, but it wasn't, I mean, it had some weight and bearing, and I just want to basically say, I mean, that was a discussion on him. I mean, I don't need to know the details of the conversation because, the pros and cons of local, not local, but I guess my question is, or statement is it safe to say that you guys did consider the local vendor as a component into the solution, but it, even though that was considered, you still went with this recommendation. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct. Ron may want to address that.
We stuck pretty strictly to the point systems that we've learned is the safest, most legal way to do it. As far as local, there was some comment about fact that this particular agency did not actually reside in Taney County, but they've got numerous accounts here, even in Forsyth, and they're pretty well known. not me personally, but to members of the committee. And so that part became kind of a moot issue when we were looking at strictly at dollars and cents, and it was a pretty close call, really, between when we got down to the point system. It was just a matter of 3 points that separated them from Acres and Arney. So,
okay.
But that was the decision, and it was unanimous from the standpoint of the committee. All 10 members participated in the point scoring system that resulted in 50 versus 47.
Okay. I can't think of any other questions, Ron.
Dan?
No, I don't have any.
Any committee member that was involved have any comments? No? Yes? No? Okay. Gentlemen, I would entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the recommendation of the committee and assign the employee benefit design as our broker for 2012.
I'll second the motion for discussion.
Motion's been made and seconded that we designate employee benefit design or approve, rather, employee benefit design to serve as the broker and handle insurance for 2012. Discussion.
I'll just tell everyone I'm mixed. I mean, with this motion passes, we're going away from a local vendor, which is very difficult for me. But in discussion of our 8 o'clock meeting, which is where we are with the budget, you know, we have to do whatever we have to do to provide the services at a lower cost to the county, because the county is paying a lot right now. If it was my understanding, Ron, you could help me, either Ron. This not only will, if we go with this recommendation, which is the, we're going to implement Plan A, and then Plan B is what people can buy up to, and that's, you may want to put that part of the motion, Danny, is that we're also taking the recommendation of Plan A. But doesn't that Plan A also reduce our current premium? I mean, if you based off the 2011, not only are we not going to face the increases that we're concerned with, it should reduce it by, is it 3%? Do you remember, Ron? Either Ron? Was it 2 or 3?
2 or 3%.
Just 2%, okay. And my last comment is, that's why we had the employees form a committee to make the recommendations, so that we could hear what they wanted, and this is what they wanted. So,
more discussion? All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 All opposed, nay. Motion carries. Linda and Ron, if you will, in fact, do whatever is necessary to get us moving because of the late hour, we would appreciate that.
Okay. Anything else?
Thank you.
Mr. Presiding, are we going to move our stuff down here for this afternoon's
I think we're posted upstairs for the for budget work session, so we can go upstairs and just continue the budget work session from there.
Okay.
We could relocate if we need some to be recorded because of the conversation.
Oh.
And so we have that flexibility, Danny. Since it's in the same building, we could just post upstairs, How was it posted? Work session upstairs? So we may want to move down here this afternoon if we choose to.
I think.
Do we have any meetings this morning or the beginning of
11 o'clock?
We've got 11 o'clock when start. So we can do recess and reconvene upstairs then?
I believe that, yes. Let's reconvene for upstairs, just a general workshop session, or we can go bring our stuff down here. But if we do that, work up there, come back here and convene for the rest of the day because of the recording system and the fact that the public may want to hear. I know that you're recording, Lynn, but this would give the added benefit and weight to what we're doing for the public. So shall we plan on it? Do we all agree to do that?
Yes.
If not, we'd be...
Yeah, no, that we will. When we have our first meeting, we'll come back down here.
What we need to do is we need to post on our door up there that this afternoon, beginning at 1 o'clock, we'll be meeting down here.
11 o'clock, maybe.
I mean 11. I'm sorry.
10:30, what we meant to say.